This is 89.7 WUWM. I'm Rachel Owens. Milwaukee protests against police brutality and racism and to honor George Floyd unfolded yesterday, by and large, peacefully and without major incident. In the early hours of this morning, a smaller group stayed out well past the 9 p.m. curfew. Police began arresting people and towing cars and used tear gas to disperse a crowd near the District 5 police station. WUWM's Mayan Silver is here for a wrap-up. Mayan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rachel.
So what happened here over the past 3 days?
Yeah, so on both Friday and Saturday, groups like Black Lives Matter and other local activists organized peaceful protests around the city. Sites of the protest included the Wisconsin Black Historical Society and later on the South Side at the house of Officer Michael Mattioli. He's charged with strangling Joel Acevedo, a Hispanic man, and Acevedo's family is seeking that he be fired instead of kept on paid suspension. On Saturday, hundreds of protesters gathered in Veterans Park near Lake Michigan before marching downtown. Protesters stopped outside of Mayor Tom Barrett's house in the Washington Heights neighborhood. Variously, the protests would wind through the city and swing by the police administration building and the courthouse. While they were emotional, thousands of people protested peacefully many, many hours during the day over the last 3 days. But at night, some people in the crowds looted businesses in some neighborhoods, faced off against police, even shooting an officer who sustained a non-life-threatening wound. And on multiple days, protesters at various points walked onto the freeway entrance to I-43, blocking traffic on the interstate and various main street thoroughfares. But on Sunday, church groups got into the mix. Churches organized a crowd of mostly Black Milwaukeeans to walk through the city in unison, arms locked, singing religious hymns with few signs and many masks.
Upon that cross, I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin.
They continued this way for blocks upon blocks. There was walking, clapping, solo riffing, and call and response.
What was the main message of the protesters?
Yes, protesters wanted to send a strong counter message to racism and police brutality. They wanted to oppose the murder of Black people sleeping in their houses, Black people going to the store, getting pulled over in a traffic stop, being killed while under arrest for a nonviolent offense and in handcuffs like George Floyd. Marchers say they were fighting decades and decades of inequality and injustice around the country. They were fighting for Black people's lives and to raise up the Black community.
You mentioned that thousands participated in hours upon hours of peaceful protests, but there was some destruction and unrest as well?
Yes. On Friday and Saturday night, a couple dozen businesses were damaged or looted, and police used tear gas to disperse people on all three nights. And the mayor put a curfew in place beginning at 9 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, and the National Guard was deployed to prevent further property damage. 60 people were arrested Friday and Saturday, almost all of them from Milwaukee. Last night, many cars of protesters were out past 9 p.m., snaking down North Avenue, through the East Side, then back through River West, heading north to Shorewood. But an important point, according to most of the protesters and other activists, is to focus on ending racism, over-policing, and violence by the police. They say it's unfair to focus on the destructive actions of a few and to distract from the message that Black people must be treated with dignity and respect and given resources to eradicate centuries of inequality.
Okay, thank you, Mayan.
Thank you.
And you can find full coverage, including photos, at WUWM.com. This is Milwaukee's NPR.
I'm marching to see my soul.
So here.